Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And you can find me on Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. Okay, today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Dated July 22nd, 2021, Thursday. And the headline reads as follows. Gates and Soros are teaming up to form a new organization to bring more harmful vaccines to third world for experimentation. Oh, boy. Okay, folks, in case you don't know it, End Time World News is a podcast, and we're a podcast, and we're also an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day, folks. And you have to understand in today's times that's very, very difficult with the global mass media, with all the misinformation and disinformation out there. We're a podcast about life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, and current and world events, and also the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to understand that we are here to give you nothing but the news and the honest news, and we're trying to give you the best information, alternative news and information out there today, so you can make some informed decisions for you and your family. Okay, so with all of that said, let's get into today's news. But before I get into today's news via naturalnews.com, I just want to say a disclaimer, and the disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, folks. I'm not even a politician. I'd never be, but I can tell you this. I'm not going to prescribe anything or suggest anything. I'll let you form your own conclusions, but under the First Amendment free speech and the Freedom of Information Act here in the United States of America, I can bring you this information. Okay, so it might not be very long at the way this administration is going forth, and they're trying to cancel free speech. They're trying to cancel free speech because they want to push this poison, i.e. vaccine, on the masses and the people, the willing sheep that are willing to take this. So you have to understand that I bring you this information, news and information and perspective, try to do it from a Christian-based perspective to my brothers and sisters in Christ out there. And it's very, very, very difficult. If this podcast was on YouTube, I've had many suggestions, bring it to YouTube, blah, 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 blah. As I have had my old ones on there, everything gets banned, everything gets censored and banned. And so I can't do that. Even if you're talking about Jesus Christ and God Almighty, they still manage to ban you. And then when you bring up the VAX, the vax, of course, they don't want to hear that. Of course, again, they're going to ban you for that. So let's get into today's article. That aside, Gates and Soros are teaming up to form a new organization to bring more harmful vaccines to the third world for experimentation. Okay, here we go. on the one slated objective, virtually every government is pushing the COVID vaccine literally on every human being on the planet. And it's getting shots to the poorest regions of the country. The third world is most commonly known, or the global south. As it's known in foreign policy circles, Big Pharma is busy working night and day to manufacture vaccines for the first world, the globe's richest countries who can afford to pay for them. But the third world doesn't have that kind of capital laying around. It takes billions of dollars first in profit to generate hundreds of millions, if not billions, of vaccine doses. So what's the global south to do? Never fear. Two of the world's biggest globalists, and that is Microsoft's Bill Gates and the mega leftist billionaire, that's George Soros, of course, the latter whom is funding the campaigns of Marxist revolutionaries in America, pretending to be protesters and prosecutors whose no punishment policies are responsible for rising crime and murder rates, are coming to the rescue. What does Gates and Soros get out of this control and ready supply of guinea pigs? What do they get? Well, but mostly it's control for those regions, natural resources, which of course include labor. A group of philanthropic funds and investors led by the Soros Economic Development Fund, or SEDF, with support of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is today announcing the Global Access Health Fund, or GAH, social enterprise that will seek to expand access to affordable, state-of-the-art medical care technology through decentralized research and development and manufacturing in the Global South, says a press release from Soros Open Societies Foundation. The group has financed the acquisition, a world-leading innovator in the development of the latter flow rapid diagnostic technologies, including tests that can help combat tropical disease from the dengue virus to river blindness, as well as COVID-19, the released continues. The initial seed money for the project is a paltry of $41 million because these two gentlemen, there is about $300 billion in wealth between them. The COVID-19 pandemic has painfully demonstrated the fundamental inequities of global public health, and in public and particular crucial importance, access of low and middle income countries, low-priced, high-quality, life-saving diagnostic tools. Sean Hinton, SEDF's chief executive officer, said. Well, folks, these people, George Soros and Bill Gates and Microsoft, they want to do this because they want to make sure that everybody in these poor countries get vaccinated. They themselves will not take the vaccine. And somebody say, well, Eric, well, why is that? Because they themselves think they're above everyone else. They know, I know, and now you know, this pandemic is nothing but a game. It's a prop. It's nothing but political. It's a fake, folks. It's a fake 100%. They are out to kill you, okay? And, of course, any Christian podcast out there won't tell you, even most non-Christian podcasts, for that matter, folks, will not tell you that the agenda behind these globalist elites, and these elites have bosses. Their bosses are, and I call them out by names all the time. I'm the only podcaster that I've heard so far, and I'm familiar with a lot of podcasts and podcasters, even the big names out there, will not call their bosses out. Their bosses are, and they take marching orders from, the Rothschilds family, David and Jacob Rothschild and company, Benjamin Rothschild, etc., the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefellers, and the Bilderberg Group. That's who they take their marching orders from. Their marching orders are specifically from them bosses through agents that they employ, the Rothschilds specifically, in these different areas of every sector and every facet of life. to depopulate, to get the job done. Here's your quota, get the job done. They put these people in power in these positions. And of course, they've made Soros very, very, very wealthy, because Soros has always listened to their boss. They know that they can cut Soros's wealth off, just like Gates, the Rothschilds. They can do that. They can even take these people out. A lot of people aren't going to tell you this gross, hideous information, folks, like I do. And I tell you, in the spirit of God Almighty, the truth shall set you free. And that's what you have to understand. Let no man buy, sell, or trade for the he that have the mark of the beast. And this is where we're at right now. When they're, just think about this, Book of Revelation, chapter 13. They're just thinking, just think about this. Now, these people don't want you to buy, sell, or trade in some of these countries. France, Australia, they're pushing that. New Zealand, they're pushing that. They're pushing that all over the world. I hear now in Greece, same thing. It's leading up to that. If this isn't the mark of the beast, then nothing is. So you have to understand, we're in the end times, folks. I'm not just saying that for fear porn. I'm saying that this meets the definition of Revelation. Somebody would say, well, Eric, it's not the right hand. It's not this. It's not that. There's no mark in the head. These nanoparticles, which have been found out, at least some doses, the Pfizer dose of the vaccine has been known to have graphene oxide. Graphene oxide travels all over the body, from the arm to the leg to the hand to the head, all the way down to the toe. When they tell you you can't buy, sell, or trade, folks, please wake up, okay? I'm being as nice as I humanly can and humanly possible. And as one Christian to another, Christian brothers and sisters listening to this podcast out there, please wake up. Just because... You have to understand, the Bible is specific, but the Bible also gives, in the book of Revelation, the Bible gives prophecies. The book of Daniel, again, prophecies. And that's what people get all caught up. I mean, let's just use common sense for a second. Let's just use it just for 1 second. Just think. Well, if they're telling you you can't buy, sell, trade, and Revelation chapter 13 tells you the same thing. Verse 16 through 18. You can't buy, sell, trade unless you have the mark. They're giving everybody the shot. They're forcing everybody to take the shot. I mean, the only logical conclusion for somebody with common sense is this is the mark of the beast. Now, will they come out with a microchip in the end, once everybody has died off of this, to identify and mark them as the second phase of the mark of the beast? They could very well do that. That's very well possible. But this is the initial phase of the beast system. This is the initial phase, and people don't get how close we are, folks, to end times. We're right there on the cusp. And again, people don't understand that. They don't have a clue, and they don't understand that we're that close. We're that close to being on the edge. We're that close to seeing the second coming of Christ. We're very, very, very close. And people don't understand that. They're like, Eric, no way, can't happen, live in America. They have guns, they have this, they have that. I've heard every argument on the planet just about, folks, from people of all different countries, all different walks of life. And I'll say, let's open back up the book of Revelation and let's start reading together. And then when they start to read, and they'll start to say, well, this is what it says here. And then they said that you can't do this, this, and this. Well, what's your government saying? Well, you can't do this, this, and this. Okay, go back to Revelation. What did it say? Well, you can't do this, 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 and this. I said, then go back. What's your government say? You see where we're going here? Nonsensical. Nonsensical. The book of Revelation tells you exactly what is going to happen. People are getting caught up on these little tiny mealy mouse technicalities. And think about that. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And they will force, and they will repeat, they will try to force everybody to take a shot in this mark of the beast. Okay. You cannot take it. It is poisonous. Okay, they'll put graphene oxide in these shots, and it's deadly. It might not kill you now, it might not kill you a week or a month from now, but you cannot get this stuff out of your body, folks. That's what you have to understand. You have to wake up, okay? Wake up. I'm asking you as a Christian, just as a human being, because I love you and I pray for you. I pray for the world. Somebody has to stop these evil people. And again, pastors aren't going to call these thugs out. Pastors aren't going to call George Soros out, Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, and especially the ones behind everything, the global elites. They're not going to call out the Rothschilds family, the Rockefellers or anything. I've been the only one or about the only one that has the BALLS, the balls to do this, folks. Okay, because you have to know where the evil starts up top and comes down. These people, these billionaires are taking their orders. There's always a boss, trust me, and they take their orders from there. Okay, now I've digressed a little bit. Let's get back and finish this article here, folks. And here comes the experimental part of why Bill Gates and Soros are directing this humanitarian effort to the poor third world and not the affluent, the educated West. Testing and diagnostics are virtually everyday public health needs to enable doctors and medical professionals to provide patients with proper treatment as early as possible, said Roxana Bunnell, a public health expert at Open Society Foundation. According to the press, as we've seen during the COVID pandemic, access to testing is absolutely essential when it comes to containing the spread of the contagious disease that ultimately affects us all. Testing also means collecting personal data that is then marketed and exploited. Then again, nothing is free. You know, these people are very diabolical, folks. There's always a reason why people, again, Bill and Melinda Gates in this factor, and a lot of rich billion and trillionaires do this, is because they want something. They want resources. They want resources maybe in the country. That's why they might give something to a country and cut a deal. They want resources. They want power. They want money. In this case, they want everybody as human slaves. And again, 99.9% of the pastors are not going to tell you that. But again, I'm not a pastor, folks. I don't claim to be a pastor. I'm just claiming to be a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So that's what I want you to understand. And if you like right now, I want to just say a prayer, folks. It's a salvation prayer. It's just a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and you've not invited him into your life, I'm going to ask you to do so right now on this podcast. Just find a quiet corner, quiet place, maybe even even if you have to go in the bathroom, go in your car and close the door, just so you can have 2 or 3 minutes just to pray. So I'll give you just a second. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin, death, and restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn my sins, to choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving. A person like you, restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I thank you, folks, and I give you congratulations and celebration. Thank you. You've accepted, if you said that prayer and you truly mean it, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior into your heart. So the next step would be get a good Bible. Just get a hold of a good Christian Bible and start reading it. Just find a spot, just open it and read it. I like to, because I'm a little OCD and have my own issues and problems, folks. I like to start at chapter 1 and just go from Genesis and work my way back to the end, back to Revelation. But again, just pick a spot in the Bible and just start reading. And just start getting to know Jesus Christ, getting to know the Bible, getting to know what you've just pledged, and you've just opened your heart to Jesus Christ and invited him into your heart. And then once you do that, find a good church, a Christian church that does believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and find a good church and tell the pastor you prayed the Trinity prayer with Eric. You prayed that Trinity prayer, and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and He'll guide you and direct you. And from that, and once you find a good church, eventually maybe you want to get baptized. It's always a good idea. And now you've accepted your Lord, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I commend you. I congratulate you. And start living the Word and start telling people, start telling your neighbors, your friends, people you know, even people, people you want to know. It's always good to share the Word of God with everybody. Everybody, folks. Doesn't matter if you're a stranger or a friend. It's always good to get out the Word of God and talk about Jesus Christ. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. They'll help keep us on the air so we can focus on good content and giving you the best news and information you can to live your life for Jesus Christ. And again, I'm Eric. I'm your host of End Time World News. And again, you can find me on redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And I'm also on, I forgot to mention that at the opening, I'm also on bittube.tv. So go to bittube.tv/endtimeworldnews, bittube.tv/endtimeworldnews. So you can find us there too. I have a nice little, website up there, and I've got, about a dozen or so audios there. And I find that it's a good place that doesn't seem to censor. It's a nice place, and there seems to be good people so far there. And just like a lot of social media networks, a lot of places censor. So this seems to be relatively safe, at least for now, and the people are very good. And I've teamed up with some good folks here that are also trying to preach the Word of God through Jesus Christ and trying to get the message out of the salvation. So like, share, subscribe. This is Eric. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Be well. I'm out. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.